Hello.
My name is Amaya. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yeah, this is him. This is Robert McKenzie.
And can you please provide me your social?
537-846-005.
Date of birth?
12/15/1962.
And how can I help you today?
I need to go ahead and file a claim. I was just on the phone and I had to get my routing number with the end, so I had to call back to get all this done once and again. I've been out with COVID and I'm just now starting to get a little bit better, but I'm still having problems breathing. They don't know how to fix that yet. So I'm still not able to go back to work, and it's been almost 2 months.
And okay, I can start you with your application today, sir. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Yeah, I understand all that. I understand English.
Have you ever been in the military?
Oh, what?
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I had a 10th grade with a GED.
Okay, and do you have an Alabama driver license? If so, can you provide me that driver license number?
Yep, I'm coming right with it. And it is. Okay, we got. It is 980-4937.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid.
Direct deposit.
And is this a traditional bank that you can walk into?
Yeah, bank independent.
And can you provide me that routing number?
Okay, the routing number is 0622-05791.
That was 0622-05791.
Yeah, 0622, yeah, 05791.
And your account number?
676-1291.
Okay, and can you provide me your mailing address, sir?
It is 1850 Darby Drive.
1850?
Yeah.
How you spell Darby?
Darby.
Drive, city and state?
I'm in Florence, Alabama, and it's apartment 204.
Apartment 204?
Yes.
Zip code?
Sweetheart, what's our zip code? Is it 356 what? Zip code 35630? 35630.
35630?
Yeah.
And that was. Okay, has your address changed in the last year?
In the last year? No, mm-hmm. I've been here for a year. No, I've been at this address for a year. Over a year.
Okay, and you receive mail here?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Your phone number?
It's 256-627-3425.
And what's your email address?
BobMac204.
Say that again?
BobMac, B-O-B, Mac, mm-hmm. M-A-C, 204, @gmail.com.
And that was BobMac204 @gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and to verify your mailing address, I have here 1850 Darby Drive, apartment 204, Florence, Alabama, 35630.
Yes.
Okay, sir.
That is correct.
Okay, sir, so... it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. I will ask you some randomly generated questions. That first question here is, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? That is, the first option is Holly Grove, Conway, Little Rock.
Holly Grove.
Okay.
Holly Grove.
And the next question is, which of the following street addresses in Tuscan have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1536 North Tyndale Avenue. 2801 North Oracle Road,
2801 North Oracle Road.
Okay, got
you. That was our apartment.
And the next one is another one like that. It's like, which of the following addresses addresses have you ever been associated with? 290 Fair Park Road, 3214 Greenfield Drive, 469 Spruce Street, or 7857 Wheeler Road?
469 Spruce Street. That was the address in Holly Grove.
Okay, sir. And did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I haven't filed for benefits in probably 7 or 8 years, 9 years.
Okay, and when was the last day you went to work?
Let's see. Today is the 14th. I've been out just at 2 months, so let's see. It was just before Christmas. That was just before Christmas, sweetheart. Was it a couple days before Christmas? When I got sick. That was a week before Christmas, so.
I need that date, when you're ready.
Let's see. That would be, you're looking at like the 18th, or probably the 18th of December.
You said December 18th.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And since this most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Have I been mentally or physically? No, because I can't hardly breathe.
Oh, so you have an illness or something?
I still haven't been able to regain my breathing very well after having COVID. It's messed up something, it's inside, so they're still trying to figure out what's wrong.
Okay.
I can move around for like 5-10 minutes and I get winded and I can't do anything.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah, as long as the doctor will approve it, but yeah. Right now I'm not able, so I'd take it. I'd be working right now if I could.
Okay, and have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'd like to keep it within, I guess 10, 15 miles at the most.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage you would accept, sir?
14, because I was making $18.75 at my last job, so.
So you said $14?
Yeah.
And did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No, I haven't. When I called them, I was still out. Doctor hadn't approved for me to come back. So, I forgot to call in. So my supervisor, had it let me go off of that shift. And then when I talked to HR, they just had to come back as soon as I'm ready to go to work, and they'll put me right back in my same position. So.
Okay, and what was that job title you was working as?
Let's see, inbound third shift.
No, like the I know, like the description. What was it called?
I was receiving. I guess. Well, I have a forklift driver. You might as well say that, because I loaded and unloaded trucks.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
What's that?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I would, if I'm gonna go back to work, I'd like to go back onto a forklift. Or I can go.
What's
back
the
to
name
a
of that company?
American Wholesale.
American Whole Book?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's an American Whole Book Co. Incorporation?
It's American Wholesale. I mean, it's BAM. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they're right here in Florence.
Is it called American Whole Book?
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, it is. That's it, sir.
Okay. Yeah, it probably is. It's, you know, AWB.
What's the first day you started working here?
It was 3 months. I'd worked there just over 3 months before I got sick. So, let's see. When did I start there, sweetheart? December. 3 months behind that. Had to been like right in the beginning of September, or actually, end of April, beginning of September. Or end of August, yeah, whatever, yeah. I can't keep track of the stuff, sweetheart.
I need a specific day.
Yeah, because they had just sent me my insurance paperwork when I don't had all this happen.
All right, whenever you're ready.
What's that?
I just need the employment start date.
Oh, the start? August, probably 27th or 28th, somewhere right in there was when I started.
Of what last year? Of what year I meant?
Of last year.
Okay, and your last day you went to work was December the 18th?
Yes.
Okay, can you give me that phone number to your company?
Oh, hang on. Let me get my ID badge. I got you. Just a second. I still got my ID badge. Tried you. Sometimes I hate this thing. There we go. And it is 256-718-8300.
No, I left mine today. I need mine too. I'm sorry, I'm talking to somebody.
Okay.
Your phone number was 718.
Yeah, 256-718-8300. And then all I got to do is just hit zero, and it'll take them, you know, it'll give them someone in HR.
Okay, why are you no longer working here again? Did you quit or get fired?
No, I just, they had, I forgot to call in during the time when I was sick with the COVID, because you're supposed to call in every night. I was due to come back tonight, so my supervisor let me go. And when I called HR, they told me just to go ahead and reapply as soon as I was healthy.
So you're on leave of absence?
No, they didn't get. They weren't able to.
So did you get fired or did you quit? I'm trying to see.
I guess she called. She terminated
lack of
my
work?
Employment because no, she terminated employment because I wasn't able to come back in. I had forgot to call in, and so she had terminated my employment.
So absenteeism.
When I called HR. Yeah, when I called HR, they just told me it was just a minor indiscretion. I'd never, however they want to do it.
So you were absent, sir?
Yes, I was absent.
Okay, so I want the person who terminated you. Give me their name.
That would be Vaughn, Fawn Stogner.
How do you spell Vaughn?
F-A-W-N. S-T-O-G-N-E-R.
S-T-O-G-N-E-R, Stogner?
Yeah. She's the main supervisor over the warehouse.
Okay, and what was that incident that caused your termination?
I had forgot to call in. I was supposed to come in on Sunday and didn't call till the next day, which was Monday, and she had terminated my appointment because I didn't call in that one day. And when I talked to HR, they said that it wasn't that big of a deal. But she was within her rights, and they said, go ahead, come on back and reapply when I was healthy enough. So.
Okay, and what did you do after you got fired? So what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Right now, I've been sitting at home. I As far as they'll resolve it, as soon as I'm healthy enough, I'd go back there. I'm just not able at this time because I still can't have hardly breathe.
Okay, sir. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax?
What? I didn't understand that.
Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax?
No, I don't need to do any of that.
Okay, I'll provide you with a 4-digit PIN. Can you write this down?
Yeah, let me get my PIN here. Okay, I'm ready.
That is 0562.
Okay, 0562. Got it.
Okay, sir, and I'll provide you some important information. So the following instruction and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So the unemployment claim, we just finished, also registered for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. So, sir, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, you can write this web address down, and that's Alabama. Are you ready?
Yeah, I have your card front because I'm registered down at your office.
Okay, sir. So basically, you'll file your weekly certification every week, Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. That number is
1-800-752-7389.
So you will file next Sunday.
Okay, so I'll file next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. With that 4-digit PIN that I gave you, an information booklet will be mailed to you. Read the information carefully. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr. McKenzie, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me today?
No, we're good. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You take care.
Thank you.